Welcome to another deep dive with us. We're taking a look at Lichtenberg figures today.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
They are. I was looking at some photos of them earlier and just like,
Yeah, they're just mesmerizing those patterns.
I know, and they're just made by lightning, just so crazy.
It's like a force of nature, just.
Yeah, exactly. But it leaves this beautiful, intricate pattern behind.
And it's not just on like one thing, right? We see them on skin,
yeah,
but also trees and
glass.
Yeah, a bunch of different materials.
So in the sources, they describe them as fractal burns, which, like, honestly sounds kind of scary.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little more about what makes them fractal and how does that happen from a lightning strike?
Sure. So when we talk about fractals, we're talking about a pattern that repeats itself.
Okay.
At different scales. So think of like a tree.
Yeah.
The branches divide and divide and divide, and they create smaller and smaller versions of the same shape.
Oh, like those Romanesco broccolis. I always think of those.
Exactly, yeah. So Lichtenberg figures have that same kind of branching structure.
Okay.
And then the burn part, well, that comes from the heat and the energy.
Right, from the lightning.
During the lightning strike.
So is it kind of like the lightning is carving a channel?
Yeah, you can think of it like that.
Like a river?
Yeah, like a river. That's a great analogy. And the heat from the electricity, that's what's burning the pattern in.
That makes sense. So it's not just a random pattern. It's showing how the electricity moved.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a map.
Ooh.
Of the electricity's journey through that material.
So cool. And I was reading that depending on the material, the pattern's different.
Right.
So it'll look different on skin versus wood versus glass.
Exactly. Each material kind of has its own response to the electricity.
That's so cool.
Mm.
Now, one of the sources mentioned that lightning can fuse sand into glass sculptures when it strikes it.
Oh, yeah.
How does that even work?
So lightning strikes are HOT.
Yeah. What am I saying?
Like thousands of degrees. And that heat can actually melt silica, which is what sand is mostly made of.
Okay.
And it melts it almost instantly.
Wow.
And then as it cools down, it solidifies into glass.
So it's preserving that Lichtenberg figure inside.
Yes. It's pretty incredible.
That's amazing. Like nature's glass blowing.
Right.
Using lightning.
It's a really cool example of how something so destructive can also create something beautiful.
Yeah. Nature's duality, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
So we talked about how lightning makes them, but, you know, scientists are replicating Lichtenberg figures in labs.
Yeah. They're doing some really interesting work with high voltage electricity.
I mean, is it just because it looks cool? Or is there like a scientific reason for recreating them?
Well, it definitely does look cool.
Yeah.
But by creating these figures in a controlled environment, scientists can really study how electrical discharge works in detail.
Oh, so it's more like a controlled experiment versus out in nature.
Right. Like if you're trying to study a lightning strike in nature, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, you don't know when or where it's going to hit.
Exactly. But in the lab, they can control the voltage, the materials, everything.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
And that lets them get much more precise information.
So what kind of stuff have they learned from doing this?
Well, they've gained insights into how lightning affects things like power grids,
okay,
which is really important for keeping our electricity running.
Right.
And it's also helped them develop new materials that can withstand super high voltages.
Okay.
So it has some very real world applications.
Now, I've seen those Lichtenberg figures that appear on people's skin after they're struck by lightning.
Yeah, they're pretty striking.
It's like a tattoo. But thankfully, it's not permanent.
No, they do fade away over time.
How do they form and why do they go away?
So those figures, they're actually burns.
Oh.
Caused by the electrical current passing through the skin.
So is it like the electricity drawing on the skin?
Not exactly. It's more like the heat from the lightning causes blood vessels to break.
Oh, okay.
And that creates the pattern.
Oh, so it's more the body reacting to the heat.
Exactly. And luckily, our skin can heal and regenerate.
That's good.
So as the top layer of skin renews itself, the Lichtenberg figure fades away.
That's really reassuring, actually. I was always kind of worried about it.
Yeah, it's a dramatic thing to see, but the body is pretty amazing at healing.
Well, that's good to know. Because it could be worse.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that lightning is dangerous and we need to be safe during storms.
Yeah, absolutely. Always seek shelter.
Yes.
But, okay, back to those figures. We talked about how they appear on skin, but they're also on like trees and glass.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell us about electricity? Does it react the same way with different materials?
That's a really interesting question. I think it shows us that even though the patterns might look different depending on what they're on,
right.
The way electricity works is kind of universal.
Oh, okay.
It's always going to look for the easiest path,
and
it branches out in these complex designs no matter what it's moving through.
So we're seeing a fundamental rule of electricity.
Yeah. It's kind of like a secret code written into the fabric of nature.
Wow, that's a pretty profound way to put it.
Well, it's true. It's amazing how something as simple as a lightning strike can reveal these deep truths about the
I
universe.
know it really makes you think.
There's so much to learn from these simple things.
Yeah, like we could talk about Lichtenberg figures forever.
Oh, definitely. There's so much more to explore.
But we've got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this.
It really makes you think about how everything's connected.
It does. And, we've been talking about the science behind these figures, but there's like an artistic side to them too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're visually stunning,
Uh-huh.
those intricate patterns.
Yeah.
And people have been using them in art for a long time, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like they use high voltage electricity to create Lichtenberg figures in wood.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool. And they use them to make all sorts of things like furniture,
Oh, that's neat.
decorative
Yeah,
pieces.
I've seen some of those pieces. They're gorgeous.
They are, yeah. It's like this fusion of nature and art. It's
Yeah,
really unique.
it's like the wood is coming alive.
I love that description. It really captures that sense of energy.
Yeah, and it's just a reminder that nature is full of these beautiful and complex things.
It is for sure.
Reading about this, I was surprised to learn that Lichtenberg figures can help us understand other stuff in nature.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kind of unexpected,
Yeah,
really.
like for example, scientists are looking at Lichtenberg figures in trees to understand how lightning affects forests.
Yeah.
They study the patterns to figure out, like, the path the lightning took, how strong it was,
Oh, interesting.
even if it might cause a fire.
So it's like they're using the figures as clues to piece together what happened.
Exactly. It's like a natural puzzle.
And this helps them protect the forests.
Yeah, exactly. They can use this information to figure out ways to prevent forest fires
Wow.
and to keep those ecosystems healthy.
That's amazing. So we're learning about trees from lightnings. It's like it all comes full circle.
Right. It's fascinating how these things connect.
Yeah, definitely. So it seems like Lichtenberg figures are way more than just cool patterns.
They are, yeah, they're these powerful tools for scientific discovery.
Yeah, like we can use them to understand and even predict things about nature.
Exactly. And their uses go beyond just nature,
Oh,
too.
really? Like what else?
Well, engineers are studying Lichtenberg figures to design better electrical grids.
Interesting.
You know, by understanding how electricity branches out, they can make the grids more resistant to lightning strikes.
Oh, that's super important.
It is, yeah. It helps prevent power outages and keeps our electricity flowing.
So just observing these patterns is helping us build a better world in a way.
That's a great way to put it. It shows how scientific curiosity can have real-world impact.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as a lightning strike can lead to all of this.
Right. It just goes to show you never know where your observations might lead.
Now, before we move on, is there anything about Lichtenberg figures that has really stuck with you?
That's a good question. There's so much to be fascinated by, but I think what's really intriguing to me is how they challenge our ideas about order and chaos.
Okay, how so?
Well, at first glance, they look random,
Yeah, like
yeah.
just these crazy branches.
Exactly, but when you look closer, you see these really intricate and predictable patterns.
Oh, okay.
It's like even in the middle of all that chaos, there's this underlying order.
Wow, that's deep.
It is right. It makes you think about how maybe there's more to things than meets the eye.
I like that a lot. That's
Yeah.
like a good life lesson too. Look for the order in the chaos.
Exactly. And science is a great way to do that.
Yeah, it gives us the tools to understand the world. Even the crazy parts.
Yeah, exactly. It helps us make sense of things.
Well, I think we've had a really interesting discussion about Lichtenberg figures today.
Me too. It's been great.
We've gone from the science behind how they form to the art they inspire.
And even how they help us understand other things in nature.
Exactly. Like, who knew we'd be talking about lightning strikes and forests and electrical grids all in one conversation?
It's all connected. And it's amazing what we can learn by just being curious and observing the world around us.
It's amazing to me that we started talking about these figures made by lightning, and we've ended up discussing forests and art and electrical grids.
I know, right? It really shows you how everything's connected, like one thing leads to another.
Yeah. And speaking of connections, this deep dive has taken us to a pretty unexpected place, neutron stars.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fascinating.
They are, but what do they have to do with Lichtenberg figures?
Well, it's not about the figures themselves. It's more about the forces involved.
Okay, I'm listening.
So remember how we talked about the huge pressure and energy in a lightning strike?
Yeah.
Well, imagine that, but like a million times stronger.
Oh, wow.
That's what's happening inside a neutron star. The gravity is so strong, it squishes everything together.
Like, how squished are we talking?
So squished that even the atoms themselves get crushed.
No way.
Yeah, the electrons and protons, they get forced to combine and they form neutrons. So instead of, like, a normal atom with a nucleus and electrons, it's just a big clump of neutrons.
Exactly. And it creates this crazy dense material.
That's wild. So what happens to all those neutrons?
Well, scientists think that because of this intense pressure, they arrange themselves into these weird shapes.
What kind of shapes?
They call it nuclear pasta.
Nuclear pasta. What is that? Like some kind of space food?
Kinda. It's not actually food, of course, but based on computer simulations, they think it looks like different kinds of pasta.
Like spaghetti and meatballs?
Close. More like spaghetti and lasagna.
Okay, so tell me more about the space pasta.
So there's a spaghetti phase where the neutrons form long, thin strands.
Okay, I can picture that.
And then there's a lasagna phase where they form these flat sheets.
So it's all layered like lasagna.
Exactly. And it all depends on the specific conditions inside the star, like the pressure and temperature.
Wow, so the universe is making pasta out there.
In a way, yeah. And it's not just some weird quirk. It actually affects how the neutron star behaves.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, scientists think this nuclear pasta might influence the star's magnetic field.
Okay.
How fast it spins, even how it releases energy.
So something as seemingly simple as pasta is shaping these powerful stars.
It's pretty amazing, right? It just shows how even the smallest things can have huge impacts in the universe.
That's a great point. And it also shows how exploring one thing can lead you to something completely different.
Totally. Like, who would have thought that talking about Lichtenberg figures would take us all the way to neutron stars and nuclear pasta?
It's been quite a journey. We've covered so much ground today.
We have, from the science behind Lichtenberg figures to their connection to art and even to these incredible objects out in space.
It's a great reminder that there's always something new to learn and explore.
Absolutely. And that the world is full of surprises and connections waiting to be discovered.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So to everyone listening out there, keep those minds curious and keep exploring the world around you.
Yes. And thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of Lichtenberg figures.